opportunity and the willpower to come in the Holy of Holies, in the house of the Lord. Lord, we don't take this lightly. We understand that life is busy. There's so many things we can do, but we choose this 1 hour right now. David said, he said, better is 1 hour, better is 1 day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. So Lord God, we honor you, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, we give you praise and exaltation.
Can stand against what a beautiful name. Set me high upon a rock. Then and my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. In his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. And my heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. May the one thing we seek, Lord, the one thing we ask to seek you, Lord, that our gaze would be upon you and that our hearts would be set apart, Lord, for you and your ways. Thank you, Lord. You are the lifter of our heads. We thank you for your steadfast love that endures forever.
My heart will follow.
word says in John chapter 14. You says it's your own word. It says, if you love me, you obey. But we could sing and pray and express our love in words. But Father, until our actions, until our action match, until our action can prove really we love you, it's just lip service. And right now, Lord, as we bow down and just pause and just wait and pray this prayer, we are in need of you and we are in love with you. We love you because you have shown us what love is. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would work a miracle in our hearts. You would give us a desire to obey. Because if we don't obey, if we're not living a life in obedience, we don't have to say we love you, because we don't love unless we obey. In our stubbornness, in areas in our lives where we're struggling, struggling to surrender. Maybe it's because of hurt, past disappointment. But this is our choice this morning. We say, Father, come and purify.
Lord, I'm ready to do you.
says you are the one working daily in our hearts. You give us the desire, the will. And right now, Lord, as we soak and pray today, Father, I pray that you'd create in us a pure heart. Follow me. Jesus, it is your word. It says, if you want to follow me, you must pick up your cross. Meaning something, somebody's gonna die. Something's gotta die in me to follow you. For me to wholeheartedly, to fully experience your glory, your nature, your divine nature, something's got to die. Pick up your cross and you follow. It's a great reminder again today that as we pray, Father, as we seek your face, as we come closer to you, you keep your word, you come closer to us as well. Make us ready. Set apart. Living a life that's set apart. Thank you.
Shine through the shadows, but light.
You'd break every stronghold. Your name shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. The name of Jesus is my strong tower. Jesus. Thank you.
Saturate, saturate, saturate. Corabas in the kingdom. You are.
Because when you say something, it is true. You never lied. There's no darkness in you. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you that you do not hide your face from us. You do not. And you come and you fill us. You saturate us. And once again tonight, today, Father, you know, you search us. Your word says, search me, O Lord. Examine my motives. And you search us today. Let us become more aware. More aware of you, Lord.